Monday, October 28th. I didn't get any sleep last night, so I'm super exhausted. But I'm also deliriously happy. We've plastered the entire school with our posters and flyers. Boo! At the zoo. WCD Middle School Annual Halloween Dance. Thursday, October 31st, 7:30 p.m. to 11 p.m. A most frightening experience at the Westchester Zoo Halloween Haunted House. And now everyone is buzzing about the dance, which, BTW, is being held on the premises of the biggest haunted house in the city, sponsored annually by the Westchester Zoo. I've heard Boo at the Zoo a million times already, and it's not even third hour yet. There are so many students wanting to help out that I had to put up another volunteer sign-up sheet and then add a second page. Our meeting this morning went really well and turned into a big brainstorming session. And by the time it was over, 39 people had shown up. Zoe reported that the Westchester Zoo was happy to host our dance at no charge, and setup was going to be from 3 to 6 p.m. on Thursday, October 31st. Chloe reported that the art classes were making an assortment of Halloween decorations for extra credit. And the math club was donating 2 dozen pumpkins they plan to carve using equilateral, isosceles, and scalene triangles. Violet reported that she still hadn't found a band that would play for free. But since she had an iTunes collection of 7,427 songs, she could throw together a playlist and be our resident DJ. Theo added that he and a few members of the jazz band had started a group and were willing to do a 45-minute set for free, just for the experience of performing before a live audience. Jenny said that the home ec classes had agreed to bake chocolate chip cookies and cupcakes, and she had arranged for the owners of Pizza Palace to donate punch, pizzas, and assorted flavors of wingdings with dipping sauces. Then the science club members volunteered to help with both setup and cleanup. I could not believe everything for the dance had fallen right into place like that, although I still hadn't made up my mind about my Halloween costume. Chloe and Zoe had made it very clear that they hated my bag of trash idea, so I decided to wear Mom's Juliet costume. Zoe said she's going to be Beyoncé since she looks a lot like her. She's going to wear an outfit from Beyoncé's latest video and sign autographs at the dance. Chloe says she wants to be the character Sasha Silver from her favorite book series, Canterwood Crest. It's about these frenemies at a private writing academy, and it's kind of like The Click, but on horseback. Chloe plans to wear fancy riding gear with boots. And Brandon says he's going to be one of the three musketeers. How cool is that? I can't wait to see him. Now that I think about it, I'm really glad we're not doing my bag of trash costume idea. I'd be totally embarrassed to have Brandon see me wearing something so immature and silly. BTW, I still haven't told Chloe and Zoe yet that Brandon asked me to go to the dance. I was going to tell them last week, but when the dance got canceled, I figured, why bother? Although, to be honest, I'd rather just keep it a secret for now. I guess I'm really worried Brandon is going to change his mind for some reason. And then I'll be so humiliated, I'll have to transfer to a new school or something. But I know I have to tell Chloe and Zoe sooner or later. Definitely later. Now that the Halloween dance is back on again, I don't think I'm going to have time to go trick-or-treating with Brianna this year. I'm kind of bummed out because I've done Halloween ever since I was a little kid, and it's always been such a blast. Except for that one year when Chucky Reynolds, the neighborhood bully, started snatching kids' trick-or-treat bags. He stole my candy, too. However, instead of getting mad, I decided to get even, and I waited until the next Halloween to do it. Our neighbor had a vegetable garden, and I noticed that there were like a zillion worms in her compost pile. So I knocked on her door and asked her real politely if I could borrow 2 cups of worms. She looked at me like I was crazy, but she said yes. Needless to say, I ran into Chucky on Halloween night, and when he demanded that I hand over my treats, I was actually kind of happy about it.
"Okay, you little brat, hand over the candy or else."
"Sure." My little trick worked perfectly, and Chucky Reynolds never snatched another kid's candy again.